State Fair time.
It is State Fair time. And as always, the challenge for the people who program the music is finding that kind of sweet spot of mega popularity that gets a cross-section of Utahns involved, not spending ridiculous amounts of money on that entertainment, and, you know, a diversity of the talent, I suppose you'd say. And if there is a quintessential Utah State Fair kind of band, I would argue 38 Special is this year's version of it. Total 80s radio gods. So many hit songs, it's insane, doing that Southern rock thing that's sheened up with a little pop to it. But,
well, isn't the point of, you know, the bands coming to the state fairs, you can see somebody you really like for not a whole lot of money.
Yeah, and some of the shows are actually come free with your admission ticket. So you can actually go see the Crescent Super Band, a local great jazz group of kids, play with Pancho Sanchez, a legendary percussionist, and that comes with your admission on Wednesday night. Other shows like the 38 Special or Amy Grant, who is playing tonight, you pay an extra $22, or not even an extra, that gets you into the fair also. And you see somebody, the trick is, a lot of times it's an artist sort of on the downswing of their career, perhaps. I mean, Amy Grant isn't filling arenas these days, but she'll come and play the Utah State Fair. You know, back a few years ago, you could see a Britney Spears or a Destiny's Child when they were really a hot group on the rise. But I think they became such a headache because they would all try to get out of their contracts with the fair after they got popular that it was just not worth going that direction anymore. There is another one of those young Disney Channel stars, Bridget Medler, is playing on Monday night. So every year there is a up-and-coming little pop star as well. So kind of interesting. And the State Fair is always one of my favorite things in Utah, just in general.
And you can get to the fair on tracks now, which you couldn't.
That is pretty sweet. And it saves you that $8 parking fee,
or
right?
Or making the neighbors mad, parking in the neighborhood.
That's right, yeah. So a lot of new things at the fair this year. And Lord knows, I haven't been there yet to check out the new weird foods or what kind of six-legged animals they might have in
or
a cage.
The latest multi-level marketing.
That's right. Any of those things. How to buy a hot tub for no money down. But always a good time for me.
What else is going on?
Some really good music over the weekend. Junior Brown's headlining the Stateroom tonight. Reckless Kelly, also sort of a rootsy country band. They're playing at the Depot on Saturday. And then Animal Collective is headlining Sunday night at the Depot. That's a long-delayed show that all the alternative nation out there will be into.